This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. At least 38 are dead and more than 100 injured after a train collision in southern Pakistan on Monday. That information coming from the deputy commissioner of Gorkhi district in Sindh province, Mohammed Usman Abdullah. Officials say more than 1,000 people were on board both the trains. Rescue workers are still trying to reach passengers trapped in the wreckage. Abdullah says they fear the death toll could rise. Pakistani Information Minister Fawad Chaudhry said in a statement, "It is premature to say whether the accident occurred due to a technical error, negligence, or sabotage, but all aspects are being investigated." Prime Minister Imran Khan said he was shocked by the horrific train accident and ordered a comprehensive investigation into railway safety fault lines in a Twitter post. The Taliban is urging Afghans who worked for U.S. and NATO militaries in Afghanistan over the years not to desert their war-ravaged nation for fear of retribution. Monday's pledge comes as thousands of Afghans employed by the United States and allied countries during their almost two-decade-long stay in the country fear insurgent retaliation and are eager to get visas to the U.S. Most were working as interpreters. The United States and allied nations are expected to completely pull out their remaining troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. Monday, India's health ministry reported more than 1,600 new COVID-19 infections. That is the lowest tally in 61 days. The country also reported just over 2,400 deaths. More on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.